What telling? Oh Krishna, oh name, you have so many forms, so many beautiful shapes. So don't think that name is only a sound and he cannot give you anything. If you like to chant Hari name, oh, sometimes singing these songs, they will inspire you. Name is himself Krishna. Name is himself, oh, Radhika. He is Nandanandan, Jashodanandan. He is, oh, Kaliya Daman, Kaliya Mardan, Keshi Nishudan, Kansa Nishudan. Oh, from beginning to all. Oh, name is all. He is Avatari. Even he is Ram. He is Kalki, Barah, Baman, Parshuram, Ram, all. Kalki, all his. He is Avatari. He is this name. Not only a sound. No. When you chant, you will see in several forms. So you should very briefly and quickly.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Sapta Goswami, seventh Goswami, by giving us these wonderful realizations of our previous Goswamis about the holy name of Krishna, that our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada gave a very beautiful analogy to show what Srila Gurudev is saying now, that Krishna's name is not just syllables, but his name actually has form. One of my godbrothers had called up our Srila Prabhupada on the phone, and they were speaking from 300 miles away, Prabhupada was relating. But although he was such a long distance away, Prabhupada said that his form traveled through the thin electrical wires from San Francisco to New York, and Prabhupada was speaking with him as though he were right there. So he said, if this is possible for a material personality, that he's present in his sound, what to speak of the spiritual personality of Krishna? The sound vibration is the subtlest form of Krishna, he said, and that form is the threefold bending form. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of Krishna's transcendental powers, shaktis, energies are present in his holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not praying to sound vibration. He's praying to Krishna himself, that you are the beloved of Srimati Radhika, that you increase the pleasure of all the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan, and that you chastise so many demons. He's actually speaking to Krishna in his forms and Krishna in his leelas. Unlimited pastimes, unlimited forms, unlimited universes are all present in the very name of Krishna. And according to the completeness of Krishna himself, that is Brajendra Nandam Krishna, is the most complete. And other names, which are a little less complete, have those powers of those incarnations and those pastimes. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Krishna directly, not to sound vibration. If we chant Nama Parad, then we're chanting simply syllables. We have no connection with the actual name. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Grayam Ingriyayaha Sevan Makehi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatyada. We cannot touch Krishna's name with our ear or with our tongue, but a person who's chanting Shuddhanam, actually the flow of unlimited pastimes and qualities and Krishna himself manifests in the heart of that devotee. So much so that that devotee is transferred into the very Leela of Krishna. So this is the situation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's serving in the Leela and praying to Krishna that let my attraction for you increase through the holy name at every moment, and let me become closer and closer to you through the holy name.
Hmm. Very good. Thank you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was high class of government official. Like, we may call him judge-like. He was like district magistrate and judge. So, in very morning he used to go to court. At 4, he used to return. And then, doing his sandhya, ani, guru mantra and everything, he had to take prasadam at about 6 p.m. And then, doing something, and he used to take rest. Rest only 1 hour, 2 hour. And after that, he used to begin his what? Bhajan. How bhajan? Oh. Hare Krishna, with tears, with what? Melted hearts. And sometimes, making some poems like this at that time. And these are so many kinds. Lalsamayi, Swabhishtamayi, Odhanyamayi, Atmenevedanmayi. Sometimes, like this, chanting and seeing that our name is Yashodananda. Name is Radha Nath, Rashbihari, Govinda, like Damodar, and praying. And then again, Hare Krishna, in this way. Sometimes he used to read any shloka. Like in trance. And he used to explain in his Bengali poems. So all his poems like Saranagati, Lalsamayi and Danyamayi and all, and this song also. This is like a Samadhi language. He used to do. Always. So like this. If you want to chant name, try to follow him. Whole night, sometimes he was so much absorbed. He used to forget that who am I, this Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He used to be like Kamal Manjari and cooking something. Any devotee seeing far away. And he used to do like this. As if Radha and Krishna are meeting together in his night pastime. And he used to serve in same. And poems like this. Sometimes he used to see that Krishna is here and he wanted to follow and to catch hold. But Krishna trickily going back and he ran away to catch him and he disappeared. Then Chahuduke Sunna Dharatal. Sunna Dharatal Chahuduki Dekhi. Like this he used to be bitterly. And after that, at 4, he used to write the judgments of cases. And then, taking some breakfast, again he used to go to court. When he did all these things, so many books, hundreds of books, and so many thousands and thousands of poems, anyone cannot even imagine. So he was Saptam Goswami. So how we say chant? Sometimes. Hare Krishna, and then He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastu. Hey Krishna, be pleased to us. Sprinkle your mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. In this way, then all your problems will go and your mind will be absorbed in chanting loudly this, with pathetic tone. So try to follow these processes. Then you will see that you are always happy. And you can follow the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all. Don't be weak. Don't be nervous. Don't have any problem. Why to think anything? Krishna is merciful, merciful. He will support and nourish. First, saranagati. There should be. Six limbs of saranagati there. Then automatically all problems will come. But that never hear all these things and become puzzle and so much problems coming here. No sleep and after some time they become mad. Totally. Ladies or male devotees. So they should hear all these things very carefully and follow this. Your mind is upset, oh, very pathetically and loudly you should chant Krishna name. Then automatically it will return from anywhere. So these are the processes. Then we should come to father of all the processes. Who? Rupa Goswami is father of all processes. Try to follow him very deeply. Your doubts may go away. Your problems will go away. So, Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-shalakaya chakshur-unmilitam jena tasmai shi-guravena vancha-kalpatarubhyasya kripa-sindhubhyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo mahabhadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gauratise gurave gaurachandraya radhikaya itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo yang prabrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano Virahakātaryājuhāva putreti tanmaitayātarvobhinedu tangsarvabhūtaridayam munimānatosmi tavai vāsmi najivāmi tvayābhinā iti vigyairādhe tangnayamām charanānti. Where I was reading yesterday. Oh, okay. So, Kabikarnapur, that I told yesterday in my class, he has written in his books the glorification of Rupa Goswami, how he was near and dear to Sri Sachinandan Gaurhari. temple. There were so many near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many devotees. But they all have honor and so much favor and so much Gaurav Patra. He was Shabar Kripa Gaurav Patra. Kripa and Gaurav Patra. He was yes. Has he written, Swamiji?
Yes.
What? 1:28, 1:24.
Mahaprabhu Jatha Vada Vada Bhakta Matra Rupa Sanatana Sabar Kripa Gaurav Patra Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami with the objects of love and honor for all the great devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If anyone coming from Vrindavan, Sri Sachinandan used to ask them, how my Rupa and Sanatana is there? Somewhere in Jagannath Puri with Mahaprabhu, and few were in Vrindavan, to whom Mahaprabhu had ordered that you should be in Vrindavan. And by his order, see, Rupa, Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Das Raghunath, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and so many were there in Vrindavan. So he is asking about them. Kaise rahe Rupa Sanatan? Kaise rahe? Kaise vairagya? Kaise bhojan? What?
If someone returned to his country after seeing Vrindavan, the associates of the Lord would ask him questions. They would ask those returning from Vrindavan, how are Rupa and Sanatan doing in Vrindavan? What are their activities in the renounced order? How do they manage to eat? These were the questions they asked.
Why I am explaining all these things? That you should know what is called bhajan. What we are doing? Actually, not bhajan. It may be semblance. And sometimes not. Not semblance also. So we should try to follow. So, they used to tell what bhakti, all the devotees who are coming from Vrindavan, what they used to reply. Aniket duhen, bane jata vrikhagan, ek ek vrikshatale, ek ek ratri shayan.
The brothers actually have no fixed residence.
Oh, we have residence. Very, very beautiful and all facilities. All. If no bathroom, then we cannot be there. No facility other, no fan, no cold making machine. We can. But there, in their forests, they used to live under one tree today, another night, another tree, and thus no home, homeless they used to be. And more?
They reside beneath trees, one night under one tree, and the next night under another.
Vipragrihe sthul bhiksha, kaha madhukari, Suksuruti chanai chibai bhog parihari.
Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami beg a little food from the houses of the brahmanas, giving up all kinds of material enjoyment. They only take some dry bread and fried chickpeas.
Karunga matra hate, kantha chheda bahirvash, krishna katha krishnam nartan ullas.
They carry only water pots, and they wear torn clothes.
Water pot of gold? Or necklace?
Silver.
Diamond or silver? What?
Clay pot.
Only clay pot. that anyone cannot disturb. And then?
They always chant the holy names of Krishna and discuss his pastimes. In great jubilation, they also dance.
Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajan, Chari Danda Sayan, Nam Sankirtan Preme Seho Nahe Kono Din.
They engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering service to the Lord. They usually sleep only an hour and a half, and some days when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they do not sleep at all.
Kabhu bhakti rasa shastra kare likhan, chaitanya katha sune kare, chaitanya chintan.
Sometimes they write transcendental literatures about devotional service, and sometimes they hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend their time thinking about the Lord.
Ei katha suni mahanter mahasukh hoy, chaitanya kripa jahe tahe ki bismoy. Chaitanya kripa rup likhiyachen apne Rasamit Sindhu Granthir Mangala Charane.
When the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, they would say, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? Srila Rupa Goswami has personally spoken about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his auspicious introduction to his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
No bhajan kutir at all. No bhajan kutir. To be. No anything, paraphernalia to keep. Nothing. Homeless always, kutirless. And he used to, they used to live, or six, like same. One night, one tree. In their shells. Mosquito net, or so much mosquito there. No need. How, why they used to do? That Krishna, with gopis and gopals, with gopals, sakha and gopis, he has played so many pastimes in each, under each trees, to remember this. They were renounced from beginning, nothing to be new, that I will be attached to this tree. Never. We can be attached. Anything. But they never. Only Krishna is there, Radhika is there. Or Swamini, who is Swamini? Oh, their master. And Krishna? Oh, the Pranath of Swamini. Nothing else they have, that this is mine. So, one tree shade, one night, to remember the past times. Oh, you are not tree, you are highest class of devotee. Please tell me, inspire me in my heart, that what past times was here, Krishna done. With gopis or shakhas in cow herdings. All the trees in Vrindavan, what they are? Jatkin chitrin gulmaki katamukham goste samastang hitat sarvanand mukunda daitang lilyan kulam shastre re muhur muhur nishtang kitang janchya brahma dir pishashpihan tato sarvam. All the trees, creepers, gulps, and all things, herbs, what they are? Transcendental. Oh. Servant of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. Even snakes, scorpions, even lions, all are helper, helping. Once Srimati Radhika had so much anger with Krishna, and she was returning to his home, and he had so much anger, ma. When she went some distance, a snake stand on his horse, like horse, force he did. And at once, oh, she was very
afraid.
And she returned back, and running quickly, and she came in the lap of Krishna. So this serpent is nothing, transcendental servant of Radha and Krishna. At that time Krishna wanted to break his anger, to satisfy. But she was not in a mood to be, to give sulky mood. But quickly, in a moment, she was turned. So all scorpions, all are like this. No? Servant of Krishna. So Brahma even, Shankar even, wants to be a gulma. Uddhava, you know, he wanted to be a blade of grass or grass in Vrindavan. That gopis will go to meet Krishna and that the fit dust of gopis, I will have chance to have in my head. So everything in Vrindavan lies. You know in Bhandir Bhat, once Nand Baba taking... He will keep and I will do like this. So Krishna taking very dear son, very baby, and he came to Bhandir Bhat. Oh, it was so much clouds in, in the sky. And some rains were coming. And cloudy day, and jungle, forest very deep. So it was like a night. Krishna, Nanda Baba became some fearful. Oh, what should I do if clouds are coming down with so much water, rain? In the meantime, he saw the daughter of Vishvanu Maharaj. He recognized. And she came at once. And she wanted to take Krishna in her lap. And Krishna gladly went. And Srimati Radhika taking Krishna and she disappeared. And came to Bhandir Bhat. And she became quite young. And Krishna also very beautiful young. And then Brahma came. And he recited the mantra. And Lalita Vishakha all came, Jogmaya all came. And Gandharva Vibaha was done. Marriage was done. Oh, they, by the mantra and by the order of Brahma, and they exchanged their garlands. And all Sakhis began to sing the song of marriage ceremony. And so many pastimes were there. Krishna and Baldev with all goat-herd boys, when they used to go to cow herding, they used to play so many kinds of plays there. Nana prakar ke vivid bhojan krida kautuk. To play, taking something and giving to each other, laughing himself and making laugh to others. And they used to play on the branches of the tree, Bhandir Bhat, who was miles and miles long, crossing Jamuna. And they used to play hide and seek and so many things there. So, when he used to go to Bhandir Bhat, he used to pray to Krishna. Oh, tree, you are not tree. You are pure devotee of Krishna. Please tell what were the pastimes of Krishna here. And they used to inspire. So each tree they used to be. Here in Western country is quite not. Never, it cannot be. They have only one clay pot to drink water. And anyone cannot steal them. Still, okay? Yeah. Cannot. Because it has no value. Sometimes they used to keep something dry chapatis, giving water, and then it used to be smooth somewhat. And without salt or anything, they used to take it. Sometimes never, only chana. Chana, you know? Or dry, they used to take. Only coffin. Coffin, you know?
Lion cloth.
Nothing, totally. So any thief, if he will come, he can take anything. No pies, nothing. Oh, Western devotees cannot do. Indians can do. First they will see, in parikrama, they will see whether in this room all kinds of facilities there, bathroom, latrine, everything is here or not. First this. They don't want to take prasadam so much. Feel any avashyakata.
Necessary.
Oh, these lights. These lights cannot go there. Electricity or anything. Even torch. If you have torch, they will cut your head and they will take it. So, they used to put some leaves, dry leaves. And there, in their light, they used to write books. On talpatra. Talpatra, you know?
Palm
leaves. Sometimes in bhojapatra. After Jiva Goswami, some paper. Oh, very thick and rough. Was discovered and it went to India. Then they began to write something. So, always Nam Sankirtan, doing there. And always remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari, especially Rupa Goswami. He always used to remember with tears. And he has written himself in his Chaitanya, Bhakti Swami Sindhu Mangala Charanam. Just Hridi Jasya Prenaya Parvrtato Aham Barako Api Barak Rupo Api Tasya Hare Padakamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. Always, remembering the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First Mahaprabhu and then anything else. So doing always, this is the process of our bhajan. Aimat, like this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for 10 days in Prayag, on the bank of Ganges and Jamuna, Triveni. And then he began to tell to Rupa Goswami. Prabhu kahe sunarup bhakti rasir lakhan sutrupe kahi tahar vistar na jaye parna. I'm telling one drop of bhakti ras, only one. And it will drown whole world in this one drop. It is paravar samudra. Endless, deepless, so much deep. This ocean of rush. Only I am telling you one drop. Emat Brahmand Bharyananda. And he began to. One kirtan. You? Yasomatina
Anasubasa Bansi Badan
Two times one line.
Nanda Godana Rakhwala Govinda Madhava Navanita
Govinda
Govinda Madhava Navanita Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Bhakati Vinodaya Saya
play? Oh, that should at once begin. At once. Oh, give them place. Oh, you should come. Give them place. Oh.